Good morning, afternoon, good evening. How we're doing? This is the day the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad. You know why? A living dog is better than a dead lion. I don't know what you're going through, but I want to assure you that God is in control of whatever you're going through, whatever circumstances life has thrown at you. Just be encouraged that God will come through for you. Praise the Lord. You see, the reason a lot of people stay long in any affliction is because, one, they don't have a staying spirit. They don't have that fighting spirit. They don't know how to endure to the end. Somewhere along the line, they just give up. They get tired out by the devil. And we ought to tire the devil out. They allow the circumstances around them, tire them out. At the verge or the edge of their breakthrough, when they are just about to get in, they just throw in the towel and say, I'm tired. Yes, the circumstances of life can be really, really tiring. But I've just come to encourage you, listening to this podcast, never be tired. Keep on keeping on. Keep on pressing. The Bible says that those that endure to the end, they are the ones that are saved. Praise the Lord. And I pray that God will help us to stay to the end. They step away from the line when it's about to get to their turn. You just imagine a scenario where you are number 10 on the queue and, you know, you are waiting to get something, maybe just, let's say, just buy a cup of ice cream, for example, and you are number 10 on the queue and you waited and you now get to position of number 3 on the queue. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm tired, boy. I've been on this line for too long. And you jump off the line. And, you know, but along the line, still, you still crave ice cream and you decide to go back to that same line. And by the time you get to the line, you are now number 20. So that's how a lot of us play life. We are almost there. So we get tired and we give up and we throw in the towel. And later we still come back to that same line because what? We still need that stuff that the devil is trying to withhold from you, your good health, your spouse, the children, that promotion, that education, that stuff that you are, you know, trusting God for and you are on the queue for. You still need it, so you still go back to the line. Waste of time, waste of energy. That's how a lot of us are. We give up. I was in church on Sunday just, you know, looking at some of my sisters. Beautiful, beautiful ladies. You know, tongue-talking, spirit-filled sisters. Beautiful, when I say beautiful. Beautiful packaging. And they're unmarried. And I was like, God, why? Why, you know, why are these my sisters still single? And the Lord said, they don't have a staying spirit. They can't press to the end. You see, for anything to come out precious, all the precious stones that we, like gold, it has to go through fire, go through a process. And if the gold, if gold refuses to go through the fire, it won't be pure. It won't be gold. It won't be as priceless as we prize it now. Praise the Lord. So, we throw in the towel when the heat is hottest, not realizing that the hottest season of life ushers us to a new phase, a glorious new phase. Imagine a woman going through labor. I've been in the labor room with, you know, two women in my lifetime, and it's not a sweet sight to behold. Just imagine when they are saying push, when the woman is going through the intense labor pain, and all of a sudden she decides to say, I don't want to push anymore. What is that? The last one I witnessed, the nurse literally had to slap her thighs. We were like, come on, what are you doing? You want to kill the baby? We kept hitting her until she went through the process. And after the whole thing, she was like, I'm so sorry, mommy. What really happened? I'm like, oh, that's not a story to recount. Praise the Lord. So a lot of us get tired when we're in the hottest season of our lives, when we should actually just press, and push forward a bit and bring forth and travail and bring forth. Now imagine the three Hebrew boys, when they were being taken to the fire, they were hoping that God would pull a stunt, thinking, oh, you know, they just were hoping. And that was why they were really bold, telling the king, we will not bow. Even if our God does not save us, we still won't bow. I know somewhere in their mind, they were hoping, they were believing that God would do something interesting. God didn't show up until they were inside the fire. Praise the Lord. They got into the fire, that same fire that was meant to destroy them, burnt the band that they tied them with, and the fourth man appeared inside the fire. Jesus is always inside our fire. No matter how intense the fire is, God is with us there. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. So the three boys enter the fire, not knowing what was going to happen, but God appeared. Even the king could recognize that. We threw in three men. I see four. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Let's try as children of God to trust the system. God's systems are quite different from our systems. God's ways of getting things done quite different from the way we want them done. Now, this brings me to Luke chapter 1 from verse 5, talking about the story of Zacharias. There was in the days of, that's Luke 1 from 5, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the house of Abia, and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous people. They were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Please, let's take note of that. Because at times when we go through things, people think, oh, it's because, oh, she's not a Christian. Oh, she's probably committing one sin or the other. That's why God is not answering. Verse 6 said, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now very well stricken in years. So they've been expecting this child for a very long time. Now they're old. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, Zacharias was still in the temple, functioning as a priest. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And he kept speaking about this child that he was going to have. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? I was young since I've been waiting, for I am an old man, and my wife wears stricken too. She's past menopause, and me, I'm already in like in my menopause. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I'm sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, for doubting me, and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. So Zachariah was made dumb, because if he wasn't made dumb, I'm sure he would have aborted the baby with his mouth. So the people waited for Zachariah, but when he came out, he could not speak. They knew that, yes, something must have happened. And after these days, those days, his wife Elizabeth, 24, conceived. And he that said 5 months, saying, thus as the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Praise the Lord. So she had to hide herself, because it's funny. Just imagine an old woman stricken in age carrying belly. She went to hide herself to be sure that this thing will mature. And, you know, until it was about 5 months. 6 months was when Mary went, you know, to check up on her. Praise the Lord. We jump to 57. Now, Elizabeth full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord has showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the 8th day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father, as in Junior. And his mother answered and said, not so, but it shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called John. That's a story for another day. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. He asked for a writing material. He too also wrote John. Hallelujah. So God must have told Elizabeth that your child is going to be John. And all from the beginning, Zacharias had been told that that child was going to be John. And so John the Baptist came. John the Baptist came at the time when it was time for Jesus to also appear in the scene. So he wouldn't have appeared earlier. This was his time. And Zachariah and Elizabeth were privileged vessels that God had saved for this moment, but they never knew. All they could see was that they were growing old and old, growing older, and yet no child. They were a mockery to the people. It's like that. You may be serving in the house of God, and yet it looks like your life is a contradiction of what you are preaching, of what you are living, of who you are. But I am asked to tell you today to please possess a staying spirit. Hold on to the end. Don't abort that miracle by impatience, by doubt. Hold on to the end. Thank God for people that stay to the end. They saw the glorious ending. Job stuck to the end. His children gone. His wife gone. He stuck to the end. Could have cursed God at that time and died. He wouldn't have seen the glorious future. The end of Job was better than the beginning. Is it Joseph? Joseph saw himself in place of authority as a teenager. In the dream, he stuck through the process. He never knew that he was going to go through the pits, to Potiphar's house, to prison, before getting to the palace. Let's be patient, brothers and sisters. Let's possess a staying spirit. Those that endure to the end shall be saved. And I pray that God helps us and causes us to have strength to stay in the process. In Jesus' name. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ and you are listening to this podcast, I want to welcome you to this other side. I want to join you today to give your life to Jesus. You've encompassed the mountain for too long. For you, I don't encourage you to stay where you are because you are in the wrong camp. I want you to decamp and camp with God. Praise the Lord. Say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess my sins before you. Forgive me. Today, I choose to camp with you. I decamp from the camp of the devil, and I choose to camp with you. Write my name in the book of life. Remove my name from the book of death. Give me the grace to follow you. Wash my sins with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations for giving your life to Jesus. So stay in him. Camp with God. Focus on the word of God. And at the end, you will have a testimony. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast. My name remains Ami Amos Tukura. And I love you. But God loves you more. Have a blessed weekend and a blessed month. Bye-bye.